Defenders of democracy mourn despot's death, Simon Carter. On the 11th of January, Barack Obama and David Cameron, together with 40 other world leaders, marched arm in arm through Paris after the Charlie Hebdo events proclaiming the values of free speech and other democratic rights. 2 weeks later, these same politicians jetted to Saudi Arabia and attended the funeral of absolute monarch King Abdullah and endorsed the succession of his half-brother Prince Salman to the throne. The fact that this oil-rich state has one of the worst human rights records of any country on the planet clearly doesn't register on Obama's and Cameron's democratic radar. So repressive is the Saudi regime that political opponents, non-believers, and hapless foreign workers are routinely put to the sword or given long prison sentences. And in the case of the recently jailed liberal internet blogger Raif Badawi, subjected to 1,000 lashes. But such repression is of little concern to Western leaders compared to maintaining the Saudi regime given its geopolitical importance. As well as being a reliable large oil exporter and buyer of Western armaments, the House of Saud is a useful counterweight to the regional influence of the Iranian regime. Blind eye. That also means turning a blind eye to the Saudi regime's decades-long sponsorship of reactionary Sunni jihadist groups which have spawned the various branches of Al-Qaeda and more recently Islamic State. Only recently, when these same groups turned their weapons on the Saudi regime, was there a shift in strategy. Nonetheless, the Saudi leaders use this potential threat to their rule to further clamp down on its domestic opponents and minority Shia population. But while ostensibly countering the region's Sunni jihadists, it has allowed its homegrown imams of the Wahhabi sect of Islam to continue propagating a sectarian, ultra-conservative political agenda. However, the regime remains fearful of being overthrown. Its vast oil wealth has not prevented high rates of unemployment among its overwhelming young population. And the sharp fall in world oil prices could impact on the regime's ability to buy social peace. Saudi rulers' lavish decadent Western lifestyles also don't sit well beside the pious Wahhabi zealots. So Western governments fear that the Saudi succession could open up an irreconcilable chasm in the country. That is why Obama, Cameron, and others have all quickly signaled their support for the new Saudi king, and to hell with democracy.